This story from the Child Abuse Royal Commission contains details you may find distressing. A hearing in the New South Wales city of Newcastle has revealed harrowing details about the dark past of the region's Catholic diocese. It's a region where a network of paedophiles abused children for decades. And on the first day of this highly anticipated public investigation, the commissioners were told that members of the clergy turned a blind eye. Thomas Ariti reports.
For decades, Vincent Ryan was a respected Catholic priest, but behind closed doors, he was a serial sex predator. Gerard MacDonald was an altar boy at Ryan's church in 1975.
Before dropping me home, Father Ryan would sexually abuse me every single time. I was 10 years old. I had older parents. Nobody spoke about sex. I don't know if what was happening was right or wrong, but I knew I didn't like it.
On the first day of the Royal Commission's hearing into the Maitland Newcastle Catholic Diocese, Mr. MacDonald recalled how he was repeatedly abused in Ryan's car. The priest told him the abuse was their little secret, and he wasn't the only one by any means. For decades, Ryan abused a large number of boys and made them all keep the secret too. At times, the abuse would happen with a group of boys together in the same room.
I was confused. I thought it was just a game.
Another witness today, who we can't name, is the mother of two other victims. And in 1974, she recalls reporting the abuse to another priest, Patrick Cotter.
I can remember looking at Father Cotter and seeing the colour sort of drain from his face. He had a look of anguish and shock on his face. He sat there and didn't say anything for a short time. And then he said, I thought something like this.
But she felt powerless to do anything more.
I thought to myself, what can I do? It is the word of two little boys against that of a Catholic priest. Catholic priests in 1974 were held in the highest esteem and were trusted by the community and their congregation.
Sister Margaret Ann Getches was the principal of St Joseph's Primary School in Newcastle at the time. Today she acknowledged that she was aware of Ryan's behaviour involving students, and the reaction was to send Vincent Ryan to Melbourne to see a psychiatrist. But it took just one session before he was allowed to continue his work in the diocese. Sister Getches told Justice Peter McClellan that at the time she thought the priest could be treated and cured.
In accordance with an understanding that sexual assault was a crime, Ryan's behaviour would have come to a halt pretty quickly because he would have been dealt with by the criminal law. Do you understand that?
Yes, yes.
And that's what should have happened, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yes.
Now, why didn't that happen?
Because I really didn't know how to deal with the event that had occurred.
Gerard MacDonald said he was shocked to see Vincent Ryan continue to conduct church services in the region, and he told today's hearing that he wanted to kill him.
I didn't do it. I should have. The damage that bastard's done to my life, my family, my friends, and to everybody else. I feel guilty that I didn't do it, and he went on to abuse other boys.
Finally, in 1995, he reported his abuse to police. It soon emerged that Ryan had abused more than 30 boys. Some had taken their own lives. Vincent Ryan was jailed after an investigation led by former police officer Troy Grant, who's now the Deputy Premier of New South Wales. But despite Ryan's proven guilt, Gerard MacDonald says he's been victimised for speaking out.
I have been called names. I've been called a liar. I have been verbally abused walking down the street, had harassing phone calls, and have been threatened. Recently, I received death threats.
The Bishop of the Diocese, Bill Wright, will be called to give evidence, but ahead of today's hearing, he released a video message acknowledging failures in the Vincent Ryan matter.
Reports of Ryan's abuse were received in the early 1970s, but he remained in ministry until charged by police in 1995, and he had continued to abuse children during those two decades.
The case is just one of many in the Catholic Diocese of Maitland-Newcastle. In fact, the church has received complaints from 158 people relating to 31 perpetrators. More than half were priests, two of whom were investigated by a special commission of inquiry several years ago. And to date, the diocese has paid $25.7 million in compensation to victims. The hearing's expected to hear from more survivors and senior members of the clergy in the coming days.
Thomas Ariti.